Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Several months ago when we last spoke with our next guest, some trace elements of optimism were beginning to show up in economic forecasts. Instead of an impending recession, sounds of a soft landing and even respectable growth rates were being heard. But now that one quarter of the new year is in the books, what is that consensus now? Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University, and he's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And we have him on the phone. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be with you, Mike.
So tell us about the economy these days, and what is the consensus? Are we now starting to see more optimism?
Mike, you know, it's an appropriate time of the year to be sharing news on the economy. It's the time of year when we look and see new life, and we're definitely seeing some new life in the U.S. economy. And just recently, different forecasters are raising their estimates for the year we're in. Not to be as hot as 2023, but importantly, the Federal Reserve has raised their estimate, and the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia posts outline maps of the United States, 50 states, that give a reading on coincident indicators, how things are going right now. But what I want to note is the difference between the January map and the December map. There's a marked improvement.
What do you think some of the positive factors are here? The fact that maybe the Fed's looking at cutting rates later this year is getting people's hopes up. What about immigration? What about AI? You know, the new frontier that's here.
Well, you put your finger on two important elements. One is the growth in the number of people who go to work every day, or the growth in the total hours worked in the economy. And the second, we might say, is what they have to work with, how smart they are and how smart of the machines and processes that they are using. And so we have had a surge in our workforce in the United States. It is ongoing, driven by immigration. So that today, 18% of the U.S. labor force is made of people who were born somewhere else, and they are highly productive. Along with that, we have artificial intelligence. Mike, we're getting a surge in growth in labor productivity. That might be attributed to artificial intelligence, but wherever it is coming from, it means the high growth in employment is associated with a more productive workplace. So those two things come together, give us this positive reading on GDP and the outlook.
And I suppose being the state that we are, South Carolina, always seeming to be doing better than most other places, all of this is good news for us as well to continue our positive outlook.
South Carolina, we had the number one population growth for the nation in the most recent year. And so people are voting with their feet and they're coming to South Carolina. Now, if you picture in your mind an outline map of South Carolina, and let's say we're going to divide it into four quadrants of about the same size, where is all this growth showing up strongest in our state? It'll be down in the southwest quadrant, Charleston, Georgetown, Berkeley County, Charleston County, Beaufort, and so forth. That's the strongest area. Second strongest would be Northeast, the influence perhaps of the Charlotte economy. Now remember, we're talking about quadrants, and these quadrants include some pretty strong counties and sometimes some pretty weak ones. Number three would be the Northwest. And number four would be the Southeast, which includes Horry County, which happens to be the strongest county in the state. We've got growth spread across the state, interesting patterns that are different from what we've seen in the past. But it's looking pretty good, Mike.
All right. Thanks for that optimistic note, Bruce. It's always great to have you.
Good speaking with you.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report, and we will have a link to his most recent edition posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.